Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
And now on High FM,
Pant Watch.
Big Pants News.
This is pants as in underwear, not trousers.
Not trousers.
Just to quantify.
If there's any Americans listening.
Yeah, because they've got the wrong word for
that. Yeah, completely wrong word. Pants is underwear.
Pants is underwear, isn't it? Pants is pants.
If there's any Americans listening, please do give us a call. We'll have an argument.
That's fine.
According to this, which I read last night, you should throw away your underwear every year or it becomes a health risk.
Really?
Even though you're washing them after you wear them.
How long have you had yours for? I bet this is going to be...
Yeah, I know. Any man listening to this right now is going, oh, no. So, well, hopefully you wash them after you wear them. Old underwear can still develop a buildup of bacteria like E. coli.
Oh.
That can lead to you getting infections. And nobody wants those infections, right? Of course, not everybody is even washing them regularly, are
what?
They? If you're a man... Sometimes you don't.
What's wrong with you?
Sometimes
what's
you go 2 days, 3 days.
What?
And then you turn them inside out. It's like a new pair, isn't
it? Is that not just a myth?
No,
is that
of course
not. A camping thing?
No, of course not.
So you're telling me there's men at their place of work today, fully grown adults, who have been wearing...
Yeah, of course.
...for days, maybe weeks.
And maybe there's a percentage that have turned them inside out. It's nice. It's fine.
It's not nice.
It is fine.
Nice?
It is fine.
Oh. Ugh.
So... When do you throw out a pair of underwear? You should do it every single year. If your answer is only when it has too many holes for me to count, or wait, people throw away underwear? Do they? Then I hope you will take note.
Nice.
Thank you. Get up,
baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Bex.
Everything about you is very cliche.
George Ryland.
Oh, keep doing that.
Hi, FM.
It's IFM, Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Yeah.
And last night I went to a quiz.
Cats quiz.
Cats quiz.
It's cats quiz.
At Crown Plaza.
Crown Plaza, the CP's cats quiz.
Oh, yeah.
She needs that as a jingle.
So we had a little High FM team.
Okay.
It was Chris Burks.
Chris Burks.
And James Hall.
All right, Chris Burks is on at 4 o'clock. James Hall is on at 7 o'clock.
And myself.
And you.
Yes.
Okay, brilliant.
We chose our joke of the music round. We did all right.
Okay.
Smashed it. There was another round. We got one.
Yeah.
And basically, we just acted like children in the corner.
Which is brilliant.
We came out average.
What does that mean? How many teams were there?
Some.
How many? How many teams were there?
It was a quiet night. It was a holiday.
Yeah, but how many teams were there?
I think there were 8.
Okay, so that's great. So you came, what, 4th, 5th?
Something like that.
You didn't, did you? Did
there
you
was
come
one
last?
Round. We didn't even understand any of the questions. We literally had to give a blank page to the other team.
It
was really embarrassing.
No.
But you've got to do it. Sort of be above board, haven't you? It's like, don't worry, it won't take long.
Did they look at it and go, give us your answers, really? That's a good joke, you crazy High FM.
But my favourite's at the music round, because James Hall knew he'd smashed it.
Oh, wow.
So he swapped the page,
and
the other team went, oh, we don't think we did that well. And James Hall went, oh, don't worry about it, no, this is we. Turned around and just went, lol, burn.
Nice.
Legend.
We're on the radio. We should know.
And then Kathy said, before the music round, there is something I should tell you.
Uh-oh.
Christina Aguilera, actually, they're my colleagues, bar one.
No.
Who do you think doesn't work at High FM anymore?
What's going on there?
Well, we'll find out today, won't we? Don't bother coming in, Chris.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's bopping her head over there.
Hello.
There's a new dinosaur that's been discovered that mixes elements of a duck, a crocodile, an ostrich, and a swan.
Is this a joke?
No, this isn't a joke. This is completely true.
This sounds like the start of a really poor dad joke.
Yeah, Google it. It's completely true. Now, when you read this, can we all please admit that at this point, they've just got a kid in a room playing with all the leftover bones and going, yeah, actually, that's it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
Hello, Hi FM.
Ooh.
Hello.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How are we doing?
I'm all right.
Paul. This is Paul Coffee Man.
Coffee Man Paul is here. It's Ty Paul, also is his name.
T-Paul.
And T-Paul as well.
But basically it's Paul.
Yeah, because he sent us loads of pictures.
How's Thailand?
Yeah, on holiday in Thailand. I know how it was. It was brilliant.
I felt like we were there with you.
So he sent us pictures of the most beautiful scenery, and he's listening to this radio show while he's away.
Correct. Well, you've got a balance in life, haven't you?
Yes!
I was bored.
I'm not surprised. Stop listening, man.
Yeah, then you turned off, and it was fine.
Listen, I bought you some Christmas presents, but...
No.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
No.
I sent you a message saying, are you in the studio Tuesday? But actually, I came home earlier than expected, so...
Why did you come home earlier?
No,
was everything all right?
I just caught an earlier flight.
Oh, right. That's never a good sign from holiday, is it? Yeah, the airline phoned me up and said, any chance you could get an earlier plane?
Maybe.
But when next time I'm in Muscat, I'll drop them in.
Brilliant.
Okay.
It's not
coffee and it's in tea. Okay.
Well, then don't bother coming in then. Listen, Paul, you don't have to. You do know that, don't you? You don't have
to. Obviously. Yeah, I have to. I wanted to, though.
Okay. That's really sweet and that's lovely. And now I feel...
You know what we've got for you?
Actually, we've got a present for you.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we have a present for you. And I hope you like signed CDs, because this is exclusive.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, super.
But don't ask us if it's the real signature.
It's a signature.
Yeah, definitely. I'll see you when we see you, Paul.
Cheers, Paul.
Okay, take care. Have a great day, guys. See you. Bye.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on. Podcast.
I have a German Shepherd, and his name's Kramer. Not named after Kramer versus Kramer, the movie.
What's he named after then?
The Seinfeld character, Kramer.
Right.
I love him, and I love him so much that sometimes I wish he was human.
That's weird.
Because if he was human, he'd be the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah, but then he'd choose not to hang out with you. He'd be the one going, yeah, I haven't Maybe got any would. Business cards on me.
Do you know how many times I've hit my dog in the head with a door? Accidentally.
How many?
Lots.
That's not okay.
And he's totally fine with it. He's like, yeah, it's cool. Don't even worry about it. You couldn't do that with a cat, could you? You just couldn't.
No.
Just think about that.
They would destroy you.
If cats were human, they'd be like your really uptight, negative mate that you only see once every 6 months because they tag you just to go out in a group. My dog's cool.
Do you want a sad story?
Yeah, of course I do. I love your sad stories.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me get into the position.
Otherwise known as George Ryland's Life.
Here we go.
And music.
Let's get the music, yeah. Okay, sad music. Here we go.
There's a film I want to see. I've been looking forward to it for months.
Okay.
This is Bad Mum's Christmas. I really enjoyed Bad Mums. I've seen it a few times. I really wanted to go and see it at the cinema.
Yeah.
And I can't face trying to find someone to come with me.
Oh.
Because people either got kids or they're, you know, adults and they don't really want to. I'm not even going to go there.
Okay.
So I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to go on my own. I'm going to go to the cinema on my own because...
Hang on.
I'm that single.
Yeah, but why don't you put it out there now for somebody to go to the cinema with you?
Because at some point, I've just got to accept my loss in life. I'm entirely single. Oh. There's nothing on the horizon. I'm going to go and watch that movie on my own in the afternoon.
No.
And it's going to be fine.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
As well.
I don't think that God. That's where I'm at in life.
Okay.
Probably should start thinking about purchasing cats.
Mad cat woman!
Ah! Do you know what happens?
What?
It's not on!
Oh, it's not on even! Oh, no!
Oh.
After all that and setting yourself up and everything, it's not even on.
It's not even on. Not even the cinema wants me.
How's your life?
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's that?
Metric.
Metric?
Yeah.
Hey, Metric.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'd love to see if George went to the movies with me. That'd be cool.
Did you hear George's sad story?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was sad, wasn't it?
I'd be really sure about that before you make the offer.
Yeah, metric.
If I could just talk you through what would happen there. The film that I want to see is not on, so I'm going to moan about everything else. There's also basically another whole hour that you have to spare for pick and mix. I'm going to want pick and mix. Are you paying for this, by the way, just so we know?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay, fantastic.
Not a problem. Well, hang on. If he's paying for it, it's a date.
Is it a date?
You're not going on a date with Metric, are you?
No, we're just going to the movies.
By the silence, no. Also going to need pick and mix.
He's failing out already.
Done in even numbers. This does take a while.
What?
Yeah, you can't just have one or something. You have to have two or four.
Wow.
So, how about it?
Yeah, I'm good for it.
Robin Banks. This is High FM. My name is Robin Banks. George Ryan's there.
Good morning.
We were invited to Bank Muscat's 35-year celebrations.
Yes, and in hindsight, you should have read the invitation a little more carefully.
Oh, this is to you.
I got there and I nearly had a panic attack and I thought I was going to cry because I think for the first time in my life, I was horribly underdressed.
Well, I received a phone call as I was in the car, and it was a panicky George. I hadn't got there yet. And I was like, calm down, what's up? What's wrong? I'm here! And then you told me that what you thought was underdressed, which I didn't think that you were.
I have to be honest as well. I genuinely thought when I asked you what you're wearing, that you would say shorts and t-shirt.
Did you think I was joking when I said I was wearing a suit?
No, I just thought, oh, this really has gone as wrong as I thought.
Did it compound it for you? So you were standing
I'll go in there, wait for Robin in there. I'm not fussed about these things anymore. Yeah, you know, I've got this. Yeah. I'm an adult. And then I was like, Robin!
That's like the phone call that I received. That's exactly
what are you wearing? And I never phone you and ask you wearing.
It was really weird because we were supposed to be there at 7 o'clock. You were there early and my phone rang at 6:57. So I thought something was up.
And it was.
Yeah, well, for you. But it was cool. It was really good.
That was just the start of it.
So I parked my car and met George and it was amazing. The whole thing, whoever set this up, just from before we even got in, it just looked like it was a classy, amazing event. And it was.
It was immaculate. Piano player, the lights, everything.
Well, hang on. Before you get there, there was the red carpet.
There was the red carpet.
So there was two sets of red carpets. And we go in. Now, we didn't have any invitations with us. I was expecting to be stopped and a man go, have you got your invite? Which didn't happen. So we were escorted onto the red carpet, which is fine. The first red carpet. And then came the second red carpet.
And we thought we would bypass that and go the other side of all the men that were shaking hands.
That's
so that we
didn't
have to walk down the red carpet.
Well, not that we didn't have to walk down the red carpet, but there were these guys there who looked like official guys and they were all on the right hand side.
I didn't think we were important enough to go down the handshake.
Me too.
I thought that's not for us. We'll just sneak away.
We'll swerve that. We'll go behind them and we'll join the main party.
Instead of someone saying to us, no, this isn't for you. Yeah, you go around the back.
Yeah,
tradesman's
exactly.
entrance.
We just thought we'd do that for them to save them the hassle.
Save them the embarrassment.
So as we're halfway down behind all the officials doing the shaking of the hands, we get a tap on the back. And it was like, no, and we were made go up. Not that we minded.
No, it was very good of them. It just came as a surprise to us.
It was like, oh my God, there's cameras, there's video cameras, there's people taking our pictures and everything. So eventually we got in and we were hanging around for a bit. We took some pictures.
Yes, and then you met your new friend.
Who's Ebby.
Yes.
Ebby George is his
name. Now, Robin gave Ebby his business cards.
Yes, I did.
And Ebby, smart cookie. Didn't happen to have any on him.
Do you think that was an excuse?
Dude. And then also, you've got to stop with this.
What?
Oh, Bank Muscat starts in 1982, older than me. And every single person went, what?
They did. I thought that was a good gag.
That's why you kept on saying it to everyone we met.
I wanted it to work at some point.
It didn't.
No, I know. But seriously, look, we had an amazing time last night. And I'm not just saying that because Bank Muscat advertised on this radio station.
Are you just saying it because they fed you for free?
They fed us for free. The entertainment was fantastic.
That was outstanding.
Really?
Now, do you have what I think you have?
What do I have?
Is there a song?
No, I don't have that song. I don't have it. It wasn't sent to me. There was a Bank Muscat song.
Oh, I really like the Bank Muscat song.
I love the Bank Muscat song. When I get it, I will play it, but okay. I haven't got it. I messaged Issa last night, who's from Bank Muscat.
To be fair, he probably had quite a late one.
Yeah, of course he did. And I said, I need that song. That's going to be brilliant.
That song in my life. That's going to be my ringtone.
Do you remember how it goes? It's in Arabic. Bank Muscat. We were tapping along going, this is amazing. Yeah. This is fantastic.
Do you know what? We need to really behave ourselves next time. Because
why?
We only have our cars, thanks to Bank Muscat.
No, we do. I know. And this is what I'm saying. Because
you and your dad jokes.
All the stuff that they were saying, right, and Bank Muscat and what they do at Bank Muscat, and they're innovative and all this, and they try and look at other ways of doing stuff, is actually true, because both myself and George, we went to other banks.
We got burned.
We basically did. And finance companies, and we went to Bank Muscat, and Bank Muscat went, yeah, not a problem.
Yeah,
we'll do that for you. And so if it wasn't for Bank Muscat, we wouldn't be we'd be,
I'd still be looking around parking lots for a white rental.
We would be, yeah, we'd be in our rentals. So Bank Muscat, amazing last night.
One last thing we'd like though from Bank Muscat, and I know I'm chancing my arm here because they've done so much for us. Next time,
okay,
could we also do the Bank Muscat dance?
Bank Muscat, everybody! Woo! Thank you so much! I woke up
this morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up! Hi, FM.
Good morning. It's too cold.
It is.
I hear that, NASA.
Want to curl up bed. Work need money for heater. It's cold.
It is really cold, isn't it?
Man needs a blankie.
Man not hot
at all.
It's freezing.
It's so cold.
It was 16 degrees when I got in the car this morning. 16 degrees. I literally cranked up the heater.
It was the first time I'd had the heating on in the car.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice heating?
It was kind of a funny smell, actually.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
This is Banks here, Ryland's there.
Hello.
Together we're your morning show.
Yeah.
Poor you.
I know.
We were all out on Friday night and we went to a Rumba Latina. We're having our Christmas get together. Brilliant. Lovely foods.
It really was.
And it was nice. What a nice night.
I, for one, was impressed.
And we did Secret Santa. Do we know, because I would really like to know who my Secret Santa was.
I do know.
Do you know?
I do know, yeah.
So it wasn't you?
It wasn't me.
Because I thought it was you, especially with the aftershave.
No, it wasn't me.
I thought, that's George.
Do you know who I had?
You had Sparkles.
Yeah,
I know.
We're not very good at Secret Santa,
no,
are we?
No, that was brilliant.
Smashed it!
You did,
out
of the park.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, what's up? Where are you going? She's going to get... Oh, I know, you're going to get your Secret Santa gift, and which is...
Smashed it!
Which is an announcer's megaphone.
Because I wasn't loud enough.
So I don't know who my Secret Santa was.
Why are you jealous?
Yeah, I am. I'm not jealous.
Do you want to go?
Oh, I've had loads of goes of it.
Oh, and how's that?
really good.
Do you want to know? No. It's not really in the spirit of it, is it, to tell you?
I got this T-shirt, which I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
And I got my aftershave, which I can't tell you the name of, but it's in Carrefour.
And funnily enough, slightly more appropriate than last year's gift.
What was last year? Oh!
It was your outfit you kept threatening to wear.
The Dubai shorts that were too small.
The Dubai outfit.
Sexy!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Why are you taking a photo of your horoscope? I caught you. You're taking a photo of the horoscope.
Do you know why?
Of course I do.
Because
yeah.
The irony of it is staggering. I'm just messaging a friend of mine about something.
About what?
Stupid men. And my star sign says, you feel romantic today.
Oh, wow. Well, don't look at me like that.
But you won't have the opportunity to spend time with the one you care for.
Oh, God.
Because hopefully he fell off a cliff.
He's your highly scientific and completely infallible and often inscrutable guaranteed horoscope for today.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got an amazing engagement story for you, though. It'll cheer me up.
Okay, can we do that later?
Yeah, okay.
Let's do that in a bit.
Okay.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Here's what you missed!
This is High FM, Banks here, Ryland's over there. with an amazing engagement story.
Yeah, and I could literally be the person on either side of this.
Okay.
If I was a dude proposing, this is what I'd do, and probably if anyone's brave or stupid enough to ever do it for me, unlikely, this is going to happen.
I hate engagement stories because when I got engaged, I did it in the kitchen.
Kitchen!
I did it because I was having a knee operation, so I did it in the kitchen in my house behind the kitchen door. So whenever I'm watching a movie and somebody proposes to someone, it's always, well, anything's going to be better than in the kitchen, behind the kitchen door.
Do you cringe a bit?
Yeah, I always do.
I always want to know what my brother did, because he says he did it with the ring pull from a can of Coke in Home and Away, babe. He could be telling the truth. This guy really tried.
Oh,
he
okay.
did. This was yeah. A game. He booked a really fancy hotel
yeah.
in a place called Cornwall in England.
Love it, yeah. Love
really
Cornwall.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Cliff top walk on a Saturday morning.
Beautiful.
And he was going to go down on one knee.
Yeah.
However, on the way there,
oh.
the ground was a little wet.
Yeah, it's all right.
And he slipped and he broke his ankle.
Oh, okay.
And they had to call out the Coast Guard.
Still, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. And he thought, well, you know, down on one knee.
You may as well do it.
Did it anyway, yeah. So proposed, and then off he went in the helicopter.
Oh, bless him. That's so lovely.
Yeah, that's going to happen to me, isn't it?
And you know that. Yeah. Robin Banks. Warning,
connection between brain and mouth has been terminated. Robin.
What?
Who's this guy?
Right, this guy to my left right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a missionary for 2 years. Am I safe?
Yesterday, the doorbell went. You know, there was no one here yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, there's nobody in the office. The doorbell went. I was the only one here. And I thought, oh, I've got to get that. You had to ring about two or three times, didn't you? Yeah. And I went out and there's this dude. And I went, hi, who are you? And he said, I'm Dr. Cam.
Is this the health professional I called for you?
Come on! And then he started telling me his story. And I went, you've got to come in on the radio.
Hi, George. Hi, Robin.
Very nice to meet you.
And Dr. Cam's all dressed up right now. He's wearing a suit.
I have to go teach today.
Tie. Teaching. Okay, where do you teach?
I teach at the Modern College of Business and Science. I'm here from the United States.
Really?
Yes. Teaching international business. Yeah. And I have incredible students. In fact, the students I'm teaching are the best students I've ever taught in my life. And I've taught for quite a while. I've taught full-time since 2002 and actually part-time well before that.
All right, what do you teach?
I teach management. My PhD is in organization, behavior, and human resources.
Mate, you need to have a couple of weeks here. Please, come on in.
So what's the story?
George, I am amazed at how incredible the people of Oman are. And I've been treated so well by my students. And two people who I've just met walking through the Grand Mall here have invited me to their homes, in some cases as much as 200 miles away.
Wow.
And I'm just amazed. People are just so friendly. And more than that, they're virtuous, modest women. I just respect them so much, and it's an honor to be here. This is, without question, the best learning experience I've ever had in my life as a professor and a teacher.
So literally, George, yesterday, this is what he said to me, and I went, yo, you've got to come in on the show and say this.
Last night, I finished my second of two papers that I've written with Omani people. Professor Rehan, who's here with me, is a co-author of both those papers.
He's the dude behind you, George. He's just waving.
He's chilling on
hey,
side.
Hey, Rehan.
Hello.
There he is.
And an amazing student is the other co-author.
One amazing student.
She's just an undergraduate student in my international business class.
Yeah.
And we're going to have fun. She wants to get a PhD.
Okay.
And I want to help her.
Okay, brilliant.
Well, it's, you know, it's an honor to be here.
And all right. That's on the show, yeah? Or in Omar?
Yes and yes.
He's just saying that. How nice.
Well answered.
You said that you've been invited to these people's houses 200 miles away.
Yes.
So are you going to go?
Well, I can't because I'm really busy, but...
Do you think that's why they've invited you? Because they know that they're 200 miles away. He's not going to come.
They knew I didn't have a car.
Yeah, exactly.
You
invite him.
You couldn't do that at home. Like, you wouldn't even entertain it, would you?
You wouldn't, would you?
In a shopping centre in the UK. I'm looking at your car. You get away from me. I'll call someone.
He looks nice. Let's invite him round for tea, shall we? You'd be locked up anywhere else. You would be.
Well, you know, the thing that's just so amazing, and I've I got here last Sunday, about 9 days ago now. And I'm confused because I still have jet lag.
Is this your first time here?
First time ever.
First time, yeah.
And I had 27 hours of travel before I got here.
Stop showing off.
Got here at 1 o'clock in the morning, then had to teach the next day at 9 o'clock.
Whoa. Oof. I bet you flew business, though, didn't you?
No, sir.
No? And
I wish I
had. First class.
In my dreams. But I'll tell you what, I've been flying around just trying to get some sleep and recover from jet lag. And you know what?
Do you know what that's like, Dr. Cam? Do you know what that's like? That's like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning.
Oh, stop it.
Well, I'm very appreciative of your problem, Robin. You know,
are you really?
Yes,
are you really, though?
I really am.
Because we do that. We get up at 4 o'clock every morning. Did I say that to you yesterday?
I was up at four o'clock this morning myself. And
feels bad, doesn't
Ray
it?
Had an email.
He doesn't care. I bet you had Outlook set to send it at 4 o'clock. I do that sometimes.
It's true, he does.
You were up very early. Well, yes, I was, wasn't I? All right, Dr. Cam, listen, thank you so much for coming in. And that's all he wanted to say was just
was
come
lovely.
In and just go.
So nice to meet you.
It's so lovely.
Thanks, George.
And this country's so lovely. All right.
What a great place. Thanks, Oman. I love
it. Yeah, all right, you said it. All right, you've done it now. He's taking his headphones off. Mic drop. I'm out. And thanks for the coffees as well. Oh, he's gone. He's literally walked away from the
moment.
I'm here.
My job is done. I'm out of here now.
It's not coffee. It's a couple of muffins and a couple of tarts.
Love a couple of tarts in the morning. Lovely. What?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, we're okay, we're good. Really good this morning, actually.
Excellent. Khalid here, haven't spoken to you in a while. I've got a small request. I don't know if you want to take it off the air, though.
Well, we're on now, so we can't really...
Keep it clean.
You know, it would look really bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If we brought you down.
No, it's really clean, but I want to... It's probably policy, so I would...
Listen, we make the policy here, me and Ryland.
All right, you asked for it, so here it comes. We've got this... event coming up, OFC, which is a martial arts boxing, kickboxing event.
George is well into this.
Yeah, you've got big posters outside Carjean in MQ.
Right. I was just wondering if I can come on the air with you guys for a few minutes and try to promote this.
When is the event?
It's Saturday the 16th at the Shangri-La.
Okay, and...
And you're looking for a ring girl, yeah? To hold up the...
Yeah.
And that, so, Robin...
I knew you were going to do that.
I've done it before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can George be the ring girl at the Shangri-La next Saturday?
That's what I'm hoping.
Like, really, though?
Right.
He's not. He doesn't care. Right. Well, look, here's the deal. If George is the ring girl, are you serious about that?
I'm sure we can make it happen. Yeah. They don't shut us down, though. I mean, it's just probably too much excitement for...
I think if George is the ring girl, you're going to get loads of people down there, or it's going to be empty. Or people who are thinking of going down now go, can't deal with that.
Not for me!
So that's the deal. Promotion for it if George is the ring girl.
All right, would you let me come on the air and promote this?
Yeah, we are now. We're right now.
No, I mean
on the air.
I mean, okay. I could probably be a little bit more ready, get some more information.
No, dude, you've done it. Next Saturday, Shangri-La, George is the ring girl. And there's a bit of fighting going on.
Saturday the 16th, OFC 3 at the Shangri-La.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we've done all that. George is the ring girl.
Let me come on the air and promote.
Dude, we are on the air now. We're on the air.
All right. So how about we give away some tickets? You want me to drop off a couple of pairs?
Yeah, no, listen, forget about all that for a second. You know, what is George going to be wearing? Are you going to be supplying that or not?
I'm on my way to pick out her outfit as we speak.
Okay.
I do require a cape or a ball dress. Okay, preferably both.
You got that?
Got it.
Thanks very much.
Okay. All right, we'll speak to you tomorrow. Give us a shout tomorrow and let us know, you know, how you've got with that.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Lovely.
Great. It's your weekend sorted. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM, Oman.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Is that Khaled?
This is he.
All right, this is he. Khaled's Robin and George here, and we're calling you back like we promised.
Yes.
Right.
You guys are from.
Yeah. Listen, we spoke yesterday before 8 o'clock, and just to recap the story, you've got an event on Saturday the 16th. It's a fighting event, OFC. You wanted to promote it, and we went, hang on a minute, George needs to be the ring girl. In fact, she wants to be. She's done it before.
Right.
I don't think you quite believed us, although you went along with it yesterday, and you said, yeah, I'm going to go and get her outfit now, and you want...
A cape.
A cape. And a ball gown as well, you said, but I think the cape is the important.
No, last time I wore a ball gown, I'm not fussed about that. Right. I'm probably not going to fit in it at the moment, but I want the cape.
Cape. All right, so right. A cape.
Okay.
And George being the ring girl if we promote this event on the 16th.
Correct.
Yeah.
I recall all of that.
Good.
The ring girl thing is not going to fly.
Okay.
Bye-bye then.
See ya. No, see ya then.
Hold
see
on,
ya.
Hold no, on, no, no, no. Just hear me out. Just hear me out. As much as I wanted to...
Cut that. If we can't do George being a ring girl, then we can't do any promotion.
We can't promote the OFC 3 on the 16th.
No, we can't. No, we can't. The deal we agreed yesterday was George is a ring girl. And then we'll promote it. That was the deal yesterday, wasn't it?
That was the deal. Deal's off the table. Yeah. We're done.
I'm not going back on my word, but it's not going to be possible.
Oh,
I will not let us have any ring girls, especially somebody as exciting as George.
Exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah, I think what he's trying to say is that
it's
you...
It's a no, but can I still have the stuff I want?
Well, that is what he's trying to say, but he's trying to dig himself out of the hole by saying that...
It's a big hole.
But that people would probably be looking at you more so.
Yeah. It'll be a distraction, I'll tell you that.
Distraction.
It.
Yeah, it.
Seriously, I'm not experienced just pushing guys right. back down into that hole. So
well,
no.
listen, Harley, good luck with the gig, and I do hope you get a lot of people there.
Thank you so much. I'd still love to drop off some tickets.
No. Sorry.
A deal is a deal, right?
A deal is a deal, exactly.
And there is no deal now, but best of luck with the event. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye, Harley. Bye.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
I love you too, but not as much as we would if George was a ring girl.
I know.
Podcast.
Hello, good morning.
It's him.
Boring.
Boring Merez is on the phone.
Do you know why this OFC guy doesn't want George to do the ring girl?
Distraction.
No. That's the diplomatic answer. He was worried that she would do a Ryland.
She would do a Ryland.
That's fair enough.
Well, mind you, with people fighting.
I think it's more like getting in and out of the ring.
With a cape.
With a cape as well.
Yeah.
A long cape.
We'll remember what happened to Madonna.
Well, you said it. I was polite, you know. For once, I'm nice to you guys. All right.
For once.
That's it.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, hang
on. It's not even been a minute yet.
But we love you.
It's not the usual boring mirrors. Where we've got to cut you off.
Boring.
Robin Banks.
Warning. Connection between brain and mouth has been terminated.
How utterly 2017 is this? We can't just enjoy Christmas songs anymore when they come on the radio. Now we've got to have algorithms making Christmas songs specifically designed to manipulate our emotions. There's a musicologist, George, and his name is Dr. Joe Bennett. He decided that he wanted to write the perfect Christmas song. So he studied lyrics, tempo,
well, that's
vocals.
That's ridiculous because Mariah Carey's already done it. What's he thinking?
And the musical key of 200 of the top Christmas songs to figure out how. And of course, Mariah Carey was number one. He found it was important to use words like Santa.
And Christmas.
Snow. Home. Peace and love in the lyrics. But especially, like George just said, the word Christmas itself. And the song needs to be in a major key, have an average tempo of 115 beats per minute, and feature plenty of...
bells.
Sleigh bells.
Yes!
Using all of his info, he engineered a song called Love's Not Just for Christmas, which he says is the happiest Christmas song ever. Now, it's interesting. Do you want to hear it? Of course you do.
It sounds a lot like Steps.
It sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But we obviously haven't heard it before.
Christmas!
It It's like a classic Christmas song.
It is.
Isn't it?
I hate to say it, but he's nailed it.
I think he has.
This could have been in Love Actually. It's mine.
Yes. It's somehow channeling nostalgia, even though
Christmas.
It's brand new.
I don't think it'll take long to learn the words.
No. Although I guess if we hear it enough times over and over and over and over and over and over, it might just get a little bit annoying.
Yeah, you can save me love, I just want jewellery.
So somebody came to the window and I could see them. George can't because George's got her back to the window. And I thought it would be a special guest for Les Georges this morning.
Okay.
Now, George, she's not crying or anything. She's hid her eyes, so she cannot see who the special guest is. It's going to be like a surprise. I don't know whether it's going to be a good or bad surprise for George. But special guest, hello.
Hello, how are you?
So, George, who do you think this special guest is?
From that, I have no idea.
No idea. No okay,
idea.
Great.
No idea at all. Oh, I think you know me well.
Apparently, you know this special guest well.
And I like you, George.
The special guest likes you. I mean, that could be anybody.
And I like Oman.
He likes Oman.
Is it Cap?
It's Dr. Yeah, Cap! Yeah,
So good to see you again.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I bought this time I brought the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And Robin said he liked tarts in the morning, so
tarts
I brought some
morning.
Tarts and a muffin
Brilliant.
For you, George.
Oh, you're so lovely.
Tarts
thank
for me,
you.
Muffin for George, and coffee for both of us. Look at George's little face. Like, oh, I love you. So Dr. Cam came in last week and was saying how much he loved Oman, and that's the only reason why he came in. If you want to hear that, I think it's on the podcast. Is that on the podcast?
Next week.
But the video is on our Facebook page as well.
Well, I hope I can say it again because I truly love Oman. And yeah. I'm looking, my goal is to come back. And I told one of my colleagues I want to work here another 10 years permanently and live in
years.
Oman.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're younger than I am. Why don't you make it 15? So now my goal is 15.
Are we live job hunting here?
Yeah, we
need
to do that.
We need a job, please. 15 years.
Give us a call now. 22-000-959. When are you flying back? You're flying back
tonight. I go to the airport at about 11:30.
Oh, wow. Do you need a lift to the airport?
Well, I actually have a ride coming, but thank you so much, Robin.
I wasn't offering. No, I was going to say George could do that. You could do that. Listen, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And my thanks to the people from Oman.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so lovely. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
So me and George have a little snooze in the afternoon.
Not together.
Yeah, just let's...
Sounded bad.
Yeah, it does.
And can't think of anything worse.
Really?
I mean, some
little
stuff.
Snooze together?
No.
So, you know, you could be over there. I'll be there. We'd be like that. The duvet up above our chins.
No.
You go like that. Go move over, would ya?
No, I don't like anyone around me when I'm sleeping.
And when I wake up, I...
In your PJs?
Yes. I leave them on.
Okay.
So it could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I got my PJs on.
See, I don't do that because when I wake up...
Yeah.
And I'm all like, I am. I'm like a zombie. It takes about an hour to come around again. Like, don't talk to me. There's no point.
Right.
I'm not going to be pleasant. I won't be able to form a sentence. I like to make some coffee, proper coffee, and sit outside.
Right.
I sort of work in my little pyjamas. Yeah, no one wants that.
Well, that's the same problem that I have. Because if somebody comes to the door, or I've got to go out to do something in the car... I got my jammies on.
Oh, just do what I did.
What's that?
No longer have a working doorbell. Yes!
Yeah. Oh, it does work, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. Do you want to come to my house? Don't bother!
Hey, George.
Yes?
You know the word llama?
Oh, llamas.
Llama.
Yep.
So that's spelled...
L-L-A-M-A.
So two L's at the beginning.
Yes.
But when you say llama...
Llama.
Which L do you pronounce, the first one or the second one?
It's the first one.
Because I always pronounce the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because that's not something I'd actually thought about. I just presumed everyone would be the same.
Because it's the first letter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You have to be different, don't you, Banks?
Well, it's a silent L.
Silent L at the second.
Well, no, it's not. Silent L is the first one, and then you say the second one.
You do you, and I'll do it my way.
Not many people know that, but it's true.
There's one for the diary.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. I think this is the story of a single guy who was robbed by a married guy. And I've got one piece of clear evidence that is going to back that up.
Okay.
This guy woke up in the middle of the night a few weeks ago to go to the bathroom, and he noticed that the toilet seat was down.
Right.
And he became suspicious because this guy lives alone.
Okay, this is the single guy. Yeah, I get that.
He always leaves the toilet seat up. So he started searching the house, and he was right, because he found some of his stuff missing, and a stranger was passed out in his garage.
No!
Yeah. He called the police, and the guy was arrested for breaking and entering, and all because he put the toilet seat down.
So he used the facilities whilst burgling the place.
Yeah.
That's cheeky.
His wife or girlfriend must be really proud of him. You know, once he's out of jail.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
Hi.
Robin Banks.
Good morning.
And I'm George Ryland.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, what a pair. Brought myself a present yesterday. This is important.
I am.
So I went shopping with James Hall.
I know
we were looking for our Secret Santa stuff.
Yes.
And as is usual when Christmas shopping, I bought myself a gift.
Well, you've got to, haven't you?
Yes.
You're going around buying for other people. And you see something, you go, oh, that's quite nice. No one's going to buy me that. I'll buy it myself.
Do you want to see what it is?
Of course I do. Oh my God, it's a microphone!
Clean up on aisle three.
Oh, it's brilliant!
Clean up on aisle three. Robin Banks, please. Manager's office.
That is brilliant.
Do you want to go?
Yes, of course
I do. How cool is that?
It's my first microphone.
Yeah, no.
Oman's number one hit music station. Why am I talking like a train announcer?
That's it, that's it.
You put your mouth up to it, and all of a sudden you become a train announcer.
This is brilliant.
So, if you're in the UK,
here you go.
This would be what you're hearing.
There's a replacement bus service.
True. I love that present.
Love it.
Hi there, I am your Christmas tree. Right now I am sitting all alone in your front room, all decorated with cheap glitter and ugly ornament things. Not long ago I was in a forest living with my lovely tree family, enjoying the wonder of life. Then somebody came along and cut me down with a chainsaw and, well, here I am. Oh, it's okay though, I don't feel bad. Hey, it's Christmas! And what better time to die slowly while everyone around me is having a good time singing songs and opening presents and eating. I'm perfectly happy until you finally decide it's time to put me outside on the curb so I can be turned into mulch. Please enjoy my slow, miserable death. Merry Christmas to you. Oh, and you might want to be really careful with that frayed set of lights you've been using for 10 years. One of the bulbs feels a little bit warm. And the last thing I want to do is burn your house down on Christmas Eve and leave you and your family all homeless. Yeah, that would be awesome. Awful!
Oh! Get up, get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
Look at me, I'm a big fat slob.
George Ryland.
And she is some lady, that I can tell you.
Woo! Get up! High FM.
This is High FM, this is Robin Banks, and George Ryland's there.
Hello.
And this story is 90% morbid, but it ends well.
Aww.
There's a 52-year-old artist, her name is Maya DeRyan. She was diagnosed with a terminal illness in March. Now, I don't know what it was. She didn't want to go through a slow, painful death. So she decided that ending it was the better option.
Okay.
And about a month ago, she boarded a ferry. And about halfway into the 90-minute trip, she jumped off into the ocean.
Oof.
Her plan was to basically just float around until she lost consciousness and froze to death in the water. Yeah, wow. Luckily, somebody saw her jump and called it in.
Right.
The Coast Guard started a massive rescue operation, and after about 5 hours of searching in the dark, they called it off.
Oh,
the water was so cold, she should have been dead by then anyway. Now, just when one of the boats started pulling in its life rings, she was there hanging on to one of them. And she says that when she realized they were looking for her, she suddenly felt really bad about it. So when she saw the life ring, she grabbed on.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's the amazing part. After they got her to the hospital and ran some tests, her doctors realized that the initial diagnosis was wrong.
No.
And she wasn't terminally ill.
Oh my goodness.
She was back in hospital for about a week, obviously regrets the whole thing now. And now she's back home, perfectly healthy. And has a new lease on life.
They got it wrong.
They got it wrong the first time round.
Oh.
Bad story, happy ending.
Quite a lot to process right there.